Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders held a Super Tuesday rally in his home state, but overall the elections were a mixed result for the presidential hopeful. The Champlain Valley Expo, one of the largest indoor venues in the state, was filled with supporters, hoping he maintained his front-runner status after 14 states and American Samoa voted in primaries. Waiting in line to hear presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, Steve Dowd of Essex said he was there for two reasons, because President Trump must be voted out, and he agrees with Sanders' ideology.
When you talk about immigrants, Hispanics, blacks, Native Americans, when you're talking about people of moderate means, how can you take the chance and not vote for Bernie Sanders? He's talking about child care. He's talking about DACA, a path to immigration. Just financially, you know, if you're 30 and you have children, between child care and health care and educational debt, all of those things, your life would change substantially. I mean, when he talks about a revolution, that is a revolution.
Also in the crowd was Mads Skoggel from Denmark. He is visiting a friend's aunt in Killington and decided to attend an American political rally for the first time. He says Sanders' policies are similar to programs Denmark has implemented and hopes they can be replicated in the U.S.
I know that he actually has sort of the ideal country in many ways, for his politics at least, that's what I've heard. I like the way it works in Denmark, social security, education, all those things that Bernie talks about as well. I sure hope so for you guys.
As the crowd entered the building and watched the returns, loud cheers periodically erupted whenever Sanders won a state or polls tracked positively for their candidate. While they waited, there were a few speeches and a live band played. Sanders took to the stage at about 10:05 to loud cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Bernie Sanders!
It's a funny thing. 31 years ago today, we won the mayoral race in Burlington, Vermont. And we won that race against all of the odds. Everybody said it couldn't be done. And when we began this race for the presidency, everybody said it couldn't be done. But tonight, I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination, and we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
Sanders launched into his stump speech, vilifying President Trump and briefly jabbing but not naming his Democratic rivals, including the surging Joe Biden.
I don't know what will happen, but if it comes out to be a campaign in which we have one candidate who is standing up for the working class and the middle class, we're going to win that election. And if we have another candidate who has received contributions from at least 60 billionaires, we're going to win that election. And if there is another candidate in the race who is spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, we're going to tell him, in America, you cannot buy elections.
Sanders ended his speech before Super Tuesday results from Western states were known. He expressed confidence that the night's results would propel him to the presidency.
I am excited about where we are. We have come a long, long way. And I want to once again thank the great state of Vermont and all of the people in the state. Not only for the victory you gave our movement tonight, but for the years and years of love and support you have given me and my family. Vermont, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you all very much. Let's go on to the White House. Thank you.
By Wednesday morning, Sanders had won the day's biggest prize, the California primary, with 415 delegates. He also won the Super Tuesday primaries in Utah and Colorado. But Biden is now ahead in the delegate count. I'm Pat Brackley, WAMC News.